This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New and used vehicles are easier to find this year, with supply chains largely restored after the pandemic mess, but now a new hurdle. The loan may be harder to get. Ally Financials, one lender, saying it plans to tighten standards, and Wells Fargo said it's setting aside extra cash in case more existing auto loans go bad. Marketplace's Justin Hoa has more on what is driving this.
Lenders are worried that rising interest rates are making their loans too expensive.
If people's payments get much higher because of the interest rates, then the lender's going to be worried about defaults.
Kathleen Engel is a professor at Suffolk University Law School. She says lenders are also worried that if a recession happens, some borrowers might lose their jobs. So they're raising rates further to compensate for the risk, and they're making fewer loans.
If lenders are concerned that the higher payments are going to lead to higher default rates, they want to stop the problem before it exists.
Lenders are pulling back the most in the used car market, says Jonathan Smoke, chief economist at Cox Automotive. He says that's because a lot of people who bought used cars in the last couple years are already starting to fall behind on their payments.
And the consumers that tend to be more likely to fall behind are subprime consumers, which also tend to be median to lower income households.
And they, Smoke says, have disproportionately felt the effects of inflation. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.